MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Henk Verloon, Portfolio Manager, Stanlib Balanced and Equities. Henk, appreciate your time today. If we step back and look at, I suppose, big picture in a sense, it's looking like lower growth, moderating inflation globally and locally. How do investors sort of position themselves for this potential outcome?
Yeah, thank you, Simon. I think we're living in very interesting times. We've seen quite a large recovery in most global economies, with growth picking up remarkably. The Delta virus is obviously causing quite an anxiety in many of the gear markets at the moment. Mm-hmm. And in SA, we've had a very strong commodity recovery, and that seemed to be rolling over, and that certainly bodes negatively for SA earnings growth in many sectors. The other thing I think that's also happened is that globally we see a number of bottlenecks develop for inflation. And that's causing inflation to spike. But our view would be that from these levels, we'll see a slight moderation in growth. We don't see growth disappearing dramatically, but we definitely see a moderation. And in SA specifically, we're looking for growth to probably moderate towards somewhere around about 2 to 2.5%, barring any specific policy changes or further recoveries in commodity prices from current levels. Mm-hmm. As far as the bottlenecks on inflation is concerned, we do believe that that will be unwinding, and that on a 12-month view, we should see certainly some moderation in inflation.
And the key word there, I mean, this is not an end of the world, a collapse. This is moderation, and that, you know, it stands well stead. Particularly locally, heavy lifting has been from those commodities. What does this mean for equity positions in your fund? Have you been pulling back on a bit on equity?
Yeah, so if you look at our overall fund, and maybe just to be specific about a balanced, cautious fund like ours, you're able to invest up to a maximum of 40% in equities. And we have a very specific overweight to global equities at the moment, with a spread between a general global equity fund and quite a big allocation to both emerging markets and the European area of investment. Mm-hmm. As far as the SA market is concerned, we have been putting back on our commodity holdings. So we've gone underweight commodities and basically have allocated that position towards the financial sector and specifically banks, mm-hmm. because we think that there's still quite a nice earnings recovery from the banks. But on a general overview basis, we are underweight SA relative to being overweight international equities.
And then 40% max equities, it's a cautious fund. I mean, and that's what that fixed interest component is going to do. That gives you the base. That will give you your return clocking in month by month, you know, quarter by quarter, year by year. And the equities then come on top, and you can manage that percentage as you seem fit.
Yeah, so if we can specifically refer to the fixed interest component of the fund, I think at Standup, we were very optimistic about a government reducing its auction sizes, which has happened this year, mm-hmm. and government finance is turning out to be much better, specifically in the light of this great recovery in commodity prices. We know government is looking for as much as 100 billion of additional revenue from that. For us, much of that has played out, so we have pulled back a little bit on our bond position. But at the same time, we've introduced inflation linkers into our fund, 5% holding in that. Mm-hmm. And we're still holding a position of 6% in property, which we think is a good recovery story, but not a big overweight in our portfolio. And then lastly, but not least, is that we also have an allocation of 7% to global emerging market debt, which we've done through a company called Brandywine, which has a very good track record in being able to manage currency and emerging market bond exposure over time.
A cautious fund such as this, I mean, is this a situation specific? I mean, does an investor at this point, and you know, referencing back to what we talked at the top of the conversation around moderating global growth locally as well, inflation, is a cautious fund specific for this type of the market? Or is it something which actually an investor could look at and say, you know what, it's going to take some volatility out of the equation for me, and actually is a fair fund for all weather types?
Yes, so I think that's a very good question. At this point in time, I think we've seen quite a remarkable recovery in equity markets. Fixed interest markets in South Africa with the steepness of the yield curve are offering a very attractive real yield. Mm-hmm. And obviously we are invested to capture that real yield. And with many investors sitting in things like money market funds where there's no yield available, I think being invested slightly more, less conservative is attractive. And then on the other hand, for people that has been heavily exposed to equity and risk assets, it probably also makes sense to pare back some of that risk. And therefore, the Balanced Cautious Fund, 40% equities, roughly 60% fixed interest spread over a different set of asset classes, certainly makes a really good investment case for an investor over the short to medium term, we believe.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, take some of the volatility out, and as I keep going back to it, markets have run good, but those commodities, they're looking wobbly. Those PGM prices are under pressure, and Neil Frohman was out saying that, you know, the rhodium at 10,000, palladium 2,000. We'll leave it there. Henk Fullan, portfolio manager, Stanlib Balanced and Equities. Really appreciate your time today, sir. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.